30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jackson's here. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Oh, jeez. What? We've had him for a total. You've had him. I haven't even been around him as long as you this morning. And a total of, what, 30 minutes? And
sure, if I should just see what happens or apologize in advance.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know either. I know that... Yeah, you're something today. I'm liking the hairstyle. Is that on purpose? Or are you, like, is that the way you...
It's like a reverse mullet.
Well, yeah. Usually.
Because Logan's got that going on, too. And I'm wondering if that's a style. Is that a new trend?
Yeah. It's a haircut.
Okay. They got to be twinsies.
Are they twinsies?
No, me and Uncle Jeremy are twinsies.
Oh, God. Okay, well... Okay.
He's bald.
And, right, because that's the first thing you notice about him. Not looking like Jackson. Okay, I'm sorry. That was hilarious. Jeremy. Is he not? Is he in town or something? How did Jeremy come up? What's happening there?
He's not in town.
He's not in town.
Oh. No, he just hangs around for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, his influence.
That's probably true. Right. I just didn't know if the baby was around. That's what I was going to...
No.
Because I really didn't care about Jeremy. I was just wondering about Amara. So, okay. All right.
Was in town last weekend for a reunion, class reunion, but Jeremy and Amara stayed.
Okay. Can I just say that I know that Amy has probably made a motion in the family to not allow Jeremy or Casey to travel to... the vicinity of the Giovannone household without the child.
Well, yeah,
I will second that motion.
That's an issue from time to time. But Jeremy was busy bailing the house out while Casey was up. Yeah, they got hit pretty hard.
Really? Yeah. Oh, ouch.
Yeah, not a lot of damage, but...
So many people got so surprised by this, like even like in Milwaukee and West Allis and all these places up there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, Iowa got beat up pretty bad too. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was quite the storm system.
Yeah, it was. Down here, we didn't really get, like somehow we threaded that needle or threaded the eye of that needle because.
We live in a good area.
We do.
You know, if you think about it, even when we get hit hard, it's always worse north or south of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we always seem to get the least of it. So.
Right. Wow.
Hopefully that keeps tracking.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, Jackson, we sort of forgot about you for a minute.
Yes.
So.
Quite frankly.
So many things I want to say.
Uh-huh. So, you got some jokes. First of all, how's your summer going? It's almost over.
It's going good.
Yeah.
It's pushing. Yep.
Football.
Football's doing good.
Yeah. Yep. And I understand you are probably going to play a specific position. Is that what it is? Position?
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
the football.
That would be the word.
Team, and you were explaining it to me, and I have no idea what it is. What are you going to be?
Right now, they're switching me between DN, Sam, usually White Sam, which is Weak Sam.
Talk in normal terms.
Can somebody tell me what this means?
These are just positions. I don't know what you want me to do.
They're looking at tight end for him.
I understand what, okay,
and
I've heard of a tight
tackle,
end.
Right?
An offensive tackle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're too little. You're just a baby.
I'm bigger than
pretty,
all of them on the team.
Pretty good size for his class.
But he's just little.
Well, not if you stand up next to him.
Well, me, no. But you.
Well, he's getting taller.
Yes, he reminds me that he's taller than me every single time he walks over to me. So.
But he's, you know, this is new for him. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids have been playing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So they're moving him around, trying to figure out where he's best going to...
Right. Hey, and you never know. You might be kind of like a floater where you're good at, depending on the play, you're good at this specific spot or that one, whatever. So, yeah.
Well, his skills are coming up. He's got good hands.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be a receiver, but the guys they got on the team are, you know, more experienced.
Sure.
Some are a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But
you'll get there.
He's coming around. Yeah.
I mean, you're only what? Are you in eighth grade? Senior in high school.
Seventh.
You're in sixth right now. Well, just leaving sixth grade.
I'm just kidding. You're in seventh grade, right?
Going into it.
Yeah. Are you? Do you have a job? Are you dating? Do you have a driver's license yet?
No.
No.
Sadly. Okay. Nah, who needs a driver's license?
Oh, God.
Put me behind the wheel.
Okay.
Put me in, coach.
Anyway.
Settle down.
Well, I'm glad that football is going well. When is your first game? Like, do you have an actual game? Like, not like a practice game or
August
whatever?
August
23rd. Okay. August 23rd.
First game.
First game. August
first
23rd.
Game.
Suiting up.
Probably going to be sitting on the bench for most of it. But first game. Yep.
Still. Doesn't matter. You know what you got to do when you're sitting on the bench is you have to be encouraging. That's just as important as being on the field.
Paying attention, learning from others, showing your interest.
That's how you become a leader.
Yeah, a leader.
Anyway, all right, whatever.
Such enthusiasm in that statement. So you got any jokes or what?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I do have jokes. What do you call a factory that makes okay products? Okay, like mid.
Okay factories.
I don't know.
A satisfactory.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay, what's the next one?
Yeah.
My buddy, he bought me this anti-gravity book, and ever since he got it for me, I just haven't been able to put it down.
Put it down, yeah.
Because it floats away.
Oh, yeah, okay. That one was satisfactory.
Came from the okay factory.
Yeah.
What do you call a belt made out of watches?
Ooh, a belt made out of watches. Oh, you look like you're percolating on that. No? Grandpa doesn't have it? Grandpa?
I'm being shut off.
Oh, Grandpa does know. What?
A waste of time.
That was good.
Yeah, that's funny.
Good. I like that.
I used to hate having facial hair, but then it just grew on me.
Good God. Oh, my God.
Are you going to change his last name? Anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
I
joked out.
I had a couple of funny ones. That's it.
Where did you tell them?
Nancy's got the jokes today.
I read jokes during the week, and then I always think, "Oh, I got to remember that to tell Jackson." And then
I never remember.
I got one more.
Okay.
What did one plate say to the other plate?
I've heard this one before, and I cannot remember.
One plate
remember
say
the
to the other plate. What?
Dinner's on me.
Yeah. I should have remembered
that. It's not even that funny, but it is funny.
Yeah. It's funny because it hurts.
No.
Well, thank you, because, it is funny. And you brought us a chuckle this morning, which is what we always look for on a bright and shiny Sunday morning, especially the weekend of Venetian Fest. Like, I remember riding the rides where it goes around so fast that you just stick to the side of the wall and the floor drops out and you don't.
Area 51.
Is that what that's called?
Yes.
Do you like to do that?
Yes.
Does Logan like to do that?
He used to be called Roundup.
You guys are cray cray.
Right? My favorite ride as a kid was the Zipper. Love the Zipper.
What's your favorite ride?
I don't know. I don't really like the rides anymore. I don't know.
Why?
I turned an old guy.
Dude, Ty bought you a bunch of tickets. You're going to have to ride them.
I mean, I'll still go on them.
You're going to, and you're going to smile and say thank you. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to say thank you for it. But I don't know. I got dizzy last time, and, like, everything hurt.
Huh.
It was on Wednesday.
It's got to be rough being 12.
I know.
I can't imagine.
I struggle.
Yeah, all right.
Of the 12-year-old boy.
Oh.
I could write a book about that.
Oh, my God. It could be a pamphlet.
Yeah.
He's only 12. So,
no, he likes to write.
My 12 years of novelty.
Yeah. You had had a wild ride of a life, I will say that, for a 12-year-old.
That
he
has.
You've done a lot of things. You've done a lot of things.
Broken a couple of bones.
Oh, well,
more than a couple.
More than a couple.
Got a couple of head problems. It's pretty good. Yeah.
My brother-in-law, he's the youngest, and he has floaters in his eyes. Do you know what those are? Like if you look and it looks like there's like a hair or something on your floating past your into your vision, but it's inside your eye. They're called floaters. Yep. And he went to get it. He felt like he had a lot of them, and he went to get it checked out from the and the eye doctor was like, "Have you had any head trauma?" And Wade says, "Well, I have two older brothers."
The answer is yes.
And the doctor was like, check. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you can thank them because you probably got your head banged one too many times, and that's why you got so many floaters. So be careful with the noggin.
Yep.
Just saying.
Used to be a joke because you got your bell rung, but I'm telling you, it's not.
It's not.
I'm paying for it.
Yeah. Well, and the football players and all of that. Like, just be very careful. Yeah.
Yeah, the professional football players, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple concussions playing football as a kid, but I never got hit like they're getting hit.
Right, right.
Jesus.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be very, very careful. But so, Jackson, are you looking forward to school starting?
Honestly, no, I'm not.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
you
can't hang out at the beach.
I can go to the beach still. Like,
wait, when it's you're
snowing.
Going to a beach?
There's a beach right by my house. A lake.
Powers Lake?
Yes.
And you're going to the beach and hanging out with the chicks?
Nah.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
It's not even what was said.
Oh, Jax.
Never was said. Okay. All right.
I love it when he turns
red.
We
have witnesses for that.
Mm.
Whoa. Grandma took him down to the beach
so
once.
So preposterous. So unfair.
We took him last weekend to the flea market and found out that he had never had a cream puff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was way too much whipped cream.
Why is there so much cream? And we're like, well, it's not a puff cream. It's a cream puff.
It's all about the cream and a little bit of puff.
Right. So he was underwhelmed with the cream puff. So we're going to figure out.
It's literally just bread and whipped cream.
Some people wait all year to get a cream puff.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried Oreos are better, though, I gotta say.
What?
I don't even want to hear.
Why? Listen, do not mess up a perfectly good Oreo cookie by doing stupid things to it.
Be careful. You just stepped into an arena.
I have a beef with this.
You should say you have an Oreo.
No, I have a beef with this Oreo thin. Where it's just they're thin wafers and not very many.
Yeah.
Okay, it's quite frankly un-American.
It is, because you need to eat many of them.
Hello, yeah. And so what's
like
the point?
Four together to get a Oreo.
Right. So like, what's the point?
I don't know. It's for people that don't want to eat a lot of Oreos. But if you think about it, you're eating more Oreos, trying to make up for the Oreos you're not eating.
I know. I see no purpose.
It's crazy.
Right. Stupid.
It's for their diet that they're trying to follow.
Okay,
dieting, you shouldn't be eating Oreos.
It shouldn't be eating them anyway, so just leave them alone for the rest of us.
Right. And that's a four-lettered word, by the way, diet.
There's no four. No, do I have to start banning D words here now?
No. Okay. No, we're good with the D
words.
D words.
No diet. No diet. I don't like that word. Just eat. Enjoy life.
Yeah.
But eat healthy.
Eat in moderation and, yes, healthy.
Yeah.
Get
some
exercise. Move around.
Speaking of diet, are you looking forward to your school lunches?
You know,
just random dumb question to Jackson.
My God.
They're wraps, like, you know, like a chicken wrap or something. They're wraps. You grab them and then you bite in. First part's like warm. The outsides are warm, and then you get to the inside and it's just a block of ice. They don't even like warm it up at all. It's just a block of ice in the middle of it. Yeah, they just like,
maybe they say, here comes that Giovannone kid. Give him the frozen.
Right.
Yeah, and I've been into it. I'm like, ugh, what? Why? It was literally, and all that's inside the middle is lettuce.
Well, there was a past first lady that thought that she was doing everybody a world of good by jacking around with school lunches.
Yeah.
And she is generally an epic failure on pretty much everything she does. And this was one of those things that she epically failed on. And although I will say that I don't remember having like soda machines and all that kind of vending stuff in my school cafeteria.
No, we had milk.
You ate, right. You drank milk. And I think that, you know, the Make America Healthy Again incentives and outcomes are going to be very, very good for our young students because, you know, they don't have, like, vitamin D whole milk in schools. It's 2%.
Yeah,
why?
I don't know. Vitamin D is better.
Right. Like, for kids, mm-hmm. I mean, I drink 2% because, you know, I'm trying to find that happy balance between, because I love milk, and I'll drink a whole gallon. So I cannot drink a whole gallon of whole milk and think that I'm, you know, not going to weigh 700 pounds. But I do like it, and I know it's good for me. So, you know, there's that happy medium. But for kids, for growing kids.
Right.
But they're also bringing that presidential test thing back.
Remember? Yes, that's right.
That's
which is good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
He'll do fine on that. He's healthy.
Yeah.
He's active.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You'll,
but
yeah,
there's
you'll
way
blow
too
that
many
out
kids
water.
Out there that aren't.
Right, right. And that they need that. And it's not to berate anybody or anything. It's if you apply it properly, you use it to apply incentive and motivation.
Right.
And so,
well, if
you know,
you're eating crappy food and you're sitting on your tablet or your phone or whatever, and that's all you do, the food's not getting burned up. You're not eating healthy food.
Right.
You're eating crappy food.
Right.
And you're just,
it's not fuel anymore.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. There are so many kids out there in just horrible shape.
Can I ask
it's
you
sad.
A question? Speaking of rules at school and kids and things.
Yes.
Are you allowed to take your cell phone to school?
Yes.
Are you
Some
allowed
Some classes were even allowed to use it in.
Like
for projects. For projects. So, like, there was an exception for me because there was a STEM project, and I really like STEM. STEM is basically future engineering. Mm-hmm. We were working on rotary stuff, and I can't remember the name of it now. It's over. But we had to take pictures at home of daily tools or objects or things that we use every day that have those type of chains and ways that they move and stuff. And you could get extra credit for it. And I took about, like, 50 pictures. And I got, like... Oh, and I had like a 200% in that class.
Yeah.
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 And
well, that's
that was the exception. But if they found out that you were using different apps, they would take your phone away.
Mm-hmm. But if you're texting with
school.
A friend or checking out Facebook or whatever, that's a problem.
Yeah. That's what I just said. Yeah.
I am 110% in camp, lock up the phones.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need them.
Right.
Period.
Well, now they're specific. Because for that reason, we can't take pictures off our computers. And if us nerdy students, fixing my tie here, need extra
bow tie,
credit.
By
right.
the way.
Yeah. Yeah, bow tie. If we want extra credit, we can do the extra stuff. And
sure.
And for student council, too. You're allowed to use your phone for, like, looking up, let's say we're planning a dance and we want to buy LED lights or something for the gym for it. We're allowed to bring our phones in for that because our school computers don't have that.
They're
using
blocked.
It for a project. The problem with the phones are that they often interfere with education because you're not paying attention to the teacher or class.
Yeah,
you're
I do agree.
Playing on your phone. We have the same problem in the academy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So even the big people are getting their phones taken away.
Yeah, at Gateway, they're not allowed to have them.
Right.
One cadet per platoon is allowed to take pictures so they can have their phone for that. But, you know, and they're all using computers because they can follow along on PowerPoints and stuff like that. But we have to constantly walk around to make sure they're not, you know, on Facebook or shopping or whatever.
Right.
It's an interference. You know, and I don't think they should be there.
I don't either.
That's insane. Adults doing workly activities, and then you have to make sure they're not going onto a different tab to play
video
games.
But they learned it when they were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When they were your age, because that's what they were doing. And that's why this continues on.
Right.
And there's a point where that cycle's got to be broke.
Yeah, well, that's why they made the app called whatever it is. It locks onto your screen and and you can watch what they're doing off of your screen. There's an app to do that.
So the instructor or teacher can keep an eye on everybody in the class.
Yes. Yeah. Without having to watch.
I don't have time to do that. I'm too busy.
Turn
teaching.
It off.
Right.
That's just what I say. Right. Just or put them in their little lock boxes when you walk in the room. If that's what you have to do. And my thing is everybody wants to say, well, you know, in case of an emergency or whatever.
Yes.
But here's the problem with that. Is that when you have some kind of emergency or even a drill and you have two of the kids that are or three of the kids that are over here and they're on their phones and they're trying to reach out to their parent or doing this, they're not listening to what they're supposed to be doing. They're distracted. Phones are 100% a distraction. And when they are out there and they're texting mom and dad and they're doing whatever, then there's panic that maybe unnecessary panic on the outside that makes it so that the people that are on the outside doing their jobs can't get through to doing what they need to do. And, you know, all school systems have phones in the classroom and police or
they have an office.
They have offices. They have this. Right. They have that. Like the teachers are the ones that are supposed to be protecting and organizing and managing the situation. Well, and when you've got three or four kids over here that just won't listen and, you know, she says, you know, whatever, go hide in your locker and you take an extra 0.6 seconds because you're jacking around on your phone, that's a problem. Listen.
Yeah, or you're hiding and your phone goes off and then everybody knows where you're at.
Uh-huh.
Every school has an office, and this is kind of the way Gateway operates. If there's an emergency, tell your family, whomever, contact the office. We'll get to you right away. They know where everybody's at.
Right.
You know, and there are exceptions, you know, where if you have a family member that is critical in the hospital, whatever, exceptions can be made. Wife may be going into labor, whatever.
Right.
But
you're talking about adults, okay? I'm talking about little kids in school.
They have an office.
In sixth grade, seventh grade,
right.
High school, that are completely distracted.
Yeah.
And because they have now begun to rely on their phones and,
oh, yeah.
And you know, all of these things. They don't know how to do stuff that we need, that employers need them to know how to do. Like, pay attention. Listen to all my words. And so, what are you... Yes, Jackson, you with your hand up in the front.
I feel like I'm being attacked over here.
No, no, you're
I don't
not
think
being
you're
attacked.
Being attacked.
Because this isn't on you. It's not on your generation. It's
no, I mean, it
everybody.
Sounds like you have the right rules.
Right.
Yes, you can use your phone on a supervised basis for things that they have assigned to you that you
yeah,
need to
when
do.
You're using
that
it
you have
for
to
school.
Use your
but
phone.
That's only for the middle school section. Fifth grade students, they're allowed to just bring their phone out and like go on Snapchat or whatever during class.
No,
yeah,
they just like I don't care.
It you know it's bad enough away from a controlled environment. Go out to dinner once.
Ugh.
People don't talk at tables anymore. You got a whole family sitting there. Everybody's you know texting or whatever. Amy and I have a rule, no phones at the table.
Mm-hmm.
If we go out to eat, we don't take phones with us.
Mm-hmm.
They usually stay in the car.
Yeah. It's just
sad.
I don't know. I think that we've gotten away from some of those basics.
Absolutely.
So far away that people don't realize that.
Well, how
what?
How often have we talked about communication being the problem?
Oh, it is.
No matter what it is, it's always communication is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Well, where's communication when you can't even sit next to somebody and talk to them?
Right.
You're on your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, some people, that's how they have
well,
to get
maybe
through dinner
that,
in
that's
order
the right
to not
thing to do,
have a public domestic
Got it.
Dispute. But
right.
still, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the kids.
Right.
The kids don't need to have those phones
no.
during class. They just don't. There's absolutely no applicable reason for them to just have a phone whenever, wherever, during class. It just is not appropriate. And I will bet you that teachers would be over the top joyful if every single school across the land said, nope, not when we have class time.
Right.
Absolutely not.
There's also certain exceptions. So, like, iPads. iPads are a big thing.
Right.
So, like, we could, if schools for kids that need have special needs have, like, iPads, and they have 15-minute breaks here and there
mm-hmm.
with iPads for
right.
that. So,
well, but that's
but
different.
That's,
yeah, that's
because
different.
The
because,
school owns them.
Yeah,
the school controls what apps are on them.
Mm-hmm.
The school controls what you're allowed to Google or search or whatever on them. That's completely exactly. different from a phone that, you know, some kid has unsupervised use of at home and mm-hmm. has whatever on it. and has data, so it's not going through and, you know, the school's Wi-Fi or anything. So there's not a control in that system. I mean, yeah, no, there's a big difference from that.
Yeah,
I mean, you're absolutely right.
I agree. There was a problem with a kid because he was messing around on his phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With not good things on his phone.
Right.
And he was stupid enough to put his phone up to the camera. Yeah, like rubbing it in the camera's face.
See, now, okay, that
was stupid.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
stupid does.
Yeah, I do agree. There's no reason for a phone.
But there's really not. There's really not.
I mean, I think they should just add cameras back onto the computers because they have those physically removed from the settings for whatever reason because some kid was taking pictures during class.
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
I think that should just let
cameras be on computers. It doesn't make sense.
Well, for what?
For extra credit for this first example
would you have walked around with a computer with a laptop and taken pictures? No.
Yes. I've done that for so many projects at my old school. So many projects.
Well,
like
right. I mean, I get it. There's
a need for
appropriate
it.
Uses, yeah. But yeah, no. Anyway. Hey, I'm glad your summer's going so well and you're excited for school. And is there a chance that we're going to see, are you going to make an appearance at the fair?
Maybe.
Never. You're shaking your head no and saying maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we should.
People can't believe what you hear or say with him.
That's true. People, I have a feeling that they're going to want to come out and see Jackson if he's there. So
yeah.
You let me know if you can be there. All right.
Okay.
Top of the hour jokes.
Woohoo. Yeah. Oh, you can tell personal. Oh, tell people's jokes personally. You know what I let people do sometimes? Sometimes I tell people that if they come to the booth and they get Mike Mason, Mike Mason will leave their outgoing message on their voicemail. Mm-hmm. He makes up all kinds of cute, weird stuff. So maybe you could do it. You could say, hey, this is Jackson from Jackson's Jokes. Julie isn't available, but I've got a joke for you. And leave that on their outgoing message.
Yeah, do that.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes and asks. Yeah. Anyway.
That's funny, yeah.
So thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep, it was my pleasure, completely.
We have an exciting interview coming up here right after the break.
It should be pretty interesting.
It's going to be really fun. We have a ride coming up that we kind of talked about last year in depth, and we're going to talk about it again this year for Saving the Boobies.
Yes.
Coming up on August
30th.
Something we all need to do. Yes, so that's coming up next, right after the break, right here on Lake 96.1.
Jackson's Jokes.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Okay. Saving the Boobies. Tom is the most uncomfortable he's ever been in a room.
I'm
no,
really
that's not true.
That's
he's
okay.
Definitely outnumbered. So we have Gina, Alyssa, and Jen here, and they are going to talk about the Saving the Boobies ride coming up on August the 30th. So, Alyssa, this ride benefits you this year, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Are you excited? Have you ever done anything like this before?
I have not.
Aw, it's going to be so much fun. You are going to have so much fun, and it's such for such a good cause. So, obviously, we all know what Saving the Boobies is, right? It's breast cancer, and Alyssa is suffering from this horrific disease right now. And where are you at with your treatment and prognosis and all of that? Like, tell us about you. First of all, I know you have like a million daughters or something, and you're super quiet. And so,
quite a million, but close.
I feel like I don't know why. Except maybe she's outnumbered, right, at home, and so you just kind of do your thing and get through it. But tell us where you're at with your whole health story here.
Okay, so it went really fast for me. I was diagnosed in March. Then I had a double mastectomy the end of April.
Wow.
And then I started chemo a week later.
Wow.
And last week I finished chemo, so I am completely done. Haven't been able to ring the bell yet, but I do go October 1st to officially find out if I'm cancer-free.
Oh.
And then I will have reconstructive surgery after that.
Right, right.
Afterwards.
That's amazing, though, that it's gone that quickly and that you got in there and were able to get this handled right away. I mean, that's incredible because, I mean, historically, it's taken months and months and months and months. And for some people, it still does. But that's awesome. I'm so glad you're that far away, or that you're that far into the process. Oh, that's, I think that's awesome. I didn't realize that it had gone that quickly.
That seems really quick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was very quick for me, too. It was like boom, boom, boom.
Right, right. Gina. Wow. Gina was the recipient of the proceeds from last year's ride. And I have a funny story for you, Gina, to tell you about this ride. And I've told this story before. So I couldn't go. I can't remember what I had that morning. I couldn't go, but Tom obviously went, and he took you on his bike. And so I lived in Silver Lake, okay? And the ride went over there, and then you ended up at what? Is it Sandlots of Salem? Is that where
Yeah.
Is that where it was?
Yeah.
So
yeah. South side of the lake.
Right. So when you – so I was taking a break from whatever I was doing and – sitting outside, and when you guys went by, like, Tom was going to call me when you guys got to the end of the ride, to Sandlots of Salem, and I was going to, like, come over there if I could or whatever, and I'm sitting there, and I'm, you know, messing with my phone and not thinking, and, I mean, it's a beautiful area out there in Silver Lake, and people ride all the time. Like, rides go through there constantly, and so it's not, it's like the train going through there, right? There's a train that goes right by my house, too, and so... I heard this ride, and it just kept going and going.
That was us.
And going and going. And I'm
longer
like,
than the train.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm looking at my, at the time, and I don't wear a watch. I'm looking at the time, and I'm like, this seems about the time that Tom would be calling me maybe pretty soon to tell me, maybe that's them. And it keeps going and going. My husband was in the house. Came outside and was like, what is going on out? Like, what is just this like motorcycle after motor? And I was like, I think it's that ride. I think it's that ride that Tom's on with the ladies. And he it kept going and going. Even he's standing outside going, oh, how long is this thing?
Over and 200 motorcycles.
Yeah,
right.
217, if I remember.
And
right.
I was like, I don't know, but I'm pretty, it's got to be them. Like, who else is going to have this many motorcycles in a ride like that? Kept going and going and going. And 15 minutes later, Tom texted me, we're at the bar. And I was like, it was you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know,
holy cow.
Something else really funny about that ride. So Sheriff Zorner really hooked us up.
Yeah.
In one really bad intersection. And he had plenty of squads out there. And during the ride, after we crossed there, a lot of people came up and thanked me and said, man, that was awesome what they did. But the officers were telling the sheriff, wow, was that awesome. All those bikes.
Right.
It was like both sides was really excited about it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I couldn't see it from where I was at. All I could do is hear it. I mean, you can see like a little, there's a
little flashes of pink.
Right, the copper bottom over there. And you could see just,
that's,
you know, there's,
at.
Right, there's just like a little bit of space where you can see between the trees and the bushes and the buildings and all that. And you just, I mean, that thing went on forever, and it was just so funny because he actually heard it long enough that he came out of the house to figure out what was going on and why this ride was so long.
As the last bike was leaving boundaries, we were pulling into there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding. It's not
that
That's probably what it felt like, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to have been at the back because we were, like, in the middle.
Wherever you are is a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a ride like that, absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. So, Jen, tell us about this year's ride.
So this year is going to be on August 30th. We are leaving out of Hoops in Hebron, Illinois. Kickstands up 10:30. And a bonus this year, we have two bands at the very end. So
cool.
You do not need to be part of the ride to join the after party.
So where does it end?
Hebron again.
Oh, Hoops. It goes back there?
Yep.
Okay. Who's the bands?
Southbound of Chicago and Bella Kane.
Nice. Oh, wow. All right. Our good old friends, Bella Kane.
Yep.
Yeah. So, oh, that's awesome.
Come join wherever you can.
Awesome. All right. So what's the how do they register? Let's just get that out of the way. How do they register?
They can either go to Saving the Boobies on Facebook. They can go to Brothers of Liberty on Facebook. They can also go to brothersofliberty.org on the web.
Got it. All right. And we'll say that again here at the end of the time. So Gina, scoot on over here and use Tom's microphone for a second, because I want to ask you, how was that ride last year? Because I also feel like not only financially does it help, obviously, with things that you need and you know, things that people don't even think of, like, you know, when you know somebody that's going through something like this, gas cards to get fuel to go to the appointments, things like that. Like, people sometimes don't think of those kind of things. I mean, we went through that with Blanche, right? Where, right. You know, we just talked about this recently about how so many things got done that we didn't realize. You don't even think about
there's
it.
There's so many hidden costs.
Right.
Things that need to change.
Right. And so, but emotionally and mentally, to look around you and see over 200 motorcycles participating in this ride on your behalf to help you and others, obviously. How, tell me how you came out of that emotionally. I mean, I know you kind of cried, but because it's moving to see all that support. But how did that make it better?
Completely humble and overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It was the most tremendous, thankful experience I have ever experienced. Mm-hmm. For all the love and support from Brothers of Liberty, to family, to friends, everyone who pulled together. I was very, couldn't even say a word.
Right.
Which is not me, because I
no.
love to talk. It's the quietest I ever heard her.
I love to talk. So it was very humble.
Yeah.
Very humble, very overwhelming, very in such a loving way.
And motivating, I would think, because now
absolutely.
You need to get better because all these people are counting on it because they're behind you 100%.
And correct.
Yeah. And so it just, and so, like, are you prepared, Alyssa, for all of this? Are you prepared to, I mean, this is going to be big and it's all for you. And it's just, But it's what we do in this area. Like, you know this, right? Like, you've seen everybody else get together for a lot of other things, and now they're going to do it for you. So, but are you excited about the ride? Have you never been on one of these, so you don't know?
I'm definitely excited, nervous.
Yeah.
Because I am a little on the shy side.
Yeah.
Even with the 6 girls I have.
Sure.
But I am excited because,
yeah.
Like you said, it's supporting something that is very meaningful,
mm-hmm.
and traumatic for mm-hmm. so many people. Even if you're at the very bottom of the stage or you've completed this stage, it's just so much that you have to deal with and mm-hmm. overcome. And even once you are free, I don't think you're ever free.
Right.
No,
you're not. Right. I think you're probably always looking over your shoulder. I know.
Always.
So my daughter had a lump that was precancerous, and she was, when she was diagnosed, she was only 37. And she immediately said, I am not going to go in, you know, every 6 months for this test or that test to make sure that, you know, and looking over my shoulder for the rest of my life. So she right away, double, you know, reconstruction, just get rid of it so it doesn't have a place to grow. And so that was very, I mean, she was just like very black and white about it. This is it. But that doesn't mean that it's out of her mind now.
Absolutely,
like,
not.
She knows that there could be one tiny little problems at some point in time, but definitely way less of a chance now that she's done what she's done. So let me ask you this. How old are your daughters?
So my oldest is 26, and then I have a 23-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 15-year-old, and then I have twins that are 13.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, what did you say earlier? God bless you. Whoa. Second of all, how has this affected them?
It definitely has affected them. They've become a lot closer to each other,
mm-hmm.
A lot more involved in each other's lives, in my life. My oldest actually has taken me in to her home so she can take care of me mm-hmm. and make sure that I'm good and eating and, you know, all
right.
the things that you don't think about when you got cancer.
Right.
So, yeah, and it's scary because, you know, they worry.
Sure.
They see the pain that I go through that most people don't see a person with cancer go through because, you know, everyone's like, oh, you don't look like you got cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean.
Who does? Right. I mean, right.
But there's a lot of hidden things that people don't see with it.
Sure.
But they have had to see it.
Yeah.
And it's very heartbreaking.
Are they going to go in and maybe get tested, or can they go in and get tested to see if they have that, I don't know what it is, the gene or whatever?
Yeah.
Jen, you probably know.
I actually don't remember the name of the word, so we're not going to mess it up. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the BRCA gene.
That's it. Are they able to, or have they?
So normally you can't be tested until you're in your late
35s
maybe, but I got tested, which was like 76 different genes I was mm-hmm. able to get tested for. And so now my girls will be able to be checked as early as 25.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. I mean, that's, you would think, mm-hmm. and you know, far be it for me to tell an insurance company what to do, but you would think that it would be far less expensive test for it and prevent it, or at least have an idea of what might happen.
Yeah, be prepared.
Uh-huh. Then wait and have to pay for, I mean, again, far be it for me to tell an insurance company how to do their job, but it's weird. So we're talking with Alyssa and Jen and Gina about the Saving the Boobies ride. It's coming up on August 30th. It's going to start at Hoops down in Hebron.
Yep.
Jen, tell us about the actual event. What else do you have? You've got some raffles. You've got, or are you doing 50-50? Like, tell us about the actual event.
All the above. Oh. We have raffle baskets. We have 50-50. They have the infamous bobbing for boobies at Whiskey Ranch in Delavan. Anybody who's been there, y'all know what bobbing for boobies is.
I do not know, so you're, what is it?
It's bobbing for boobies. You bob for boobies, kind of like bobbing for apples. You bob for boobies.
God.
It's no joke. It's a lot of fun. Everybody gets out there and does it. Yep.
How can it not be fun?
I just don't even want to. Don't talk. You don't talk.
See? They had to pull me out, and I kept getting back
yep.
in.
He was
deep in there.
We have lunch at Kip and Deb's, and that's all part of the ride and passenger cost. But yes, bobbing for boobies is well known.
Yeah. I did not. I did not know that. Did you know that? Alyssa?
I did not.
See, me and Alyssa were like, we had no idea.
I mean, I guess you'll have to go and figure out what it is.
I might have to go this year. That's right. That's right. So you're riding. I take it somebody's gonna. Are you gonna ride?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay. I just want to make sure. All right. Like, she has to ride. That's the funnest part.
She has
part.
To be on part of it somewhere.
Right.
I mean, I feel it's an unwritten rule that you signed for. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Right.
You just weren't aware.
Bring your A game because you got quite an act to follow.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Gina.
You will do fine. I'm not worried.
She'll,
no, you will.
She'll be great. And your daughters will probably be there, right?
Yes, they
will. Yeah. And I mean, what it's. I don't want to say it's a great event because it's it's not a great thing to have these events. But when you look at all of the benefits of all of the work and all of the positive outcomes that come from all of these people getting together, and then, you know what? Next year, you'll be helping the next person, just like she's here today. Gina's here today because she was last year's. I mean, it's paying it forward. It's bringing people up in spirit and finance and emotional and everything. Everybody mm-hmm. gets together, and it's just an incredible day, the whole thing. And so, Jen, what else is it that people need to know about this ride? Also, what are the other stops, just out of curiosity?
So our other stops, we're starting at Hoops in Hebron. Mm-hmm. We go to Kip and Deb's in Sharon, Wisconsin. Then we go to Whiskey Ranch in Delavan. Mm-hmm. And then we end at Hoops.
Okay. So that's a good ride.
All of the mm-hmm. baskets will be Very staying at Hoops. Okay. So they do not move. If anybody needs basketball raffle tickets. I don't even know what else to tell you. It's a great day. You know, and this is our fifth year of doing this. Mm-hmm. I will not lie. Every year about this time, I throw my hat up and I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It's crazy. It's chaotic. And then every time we get to the actual ride, I tear up. I cry a little bit. My husband says, good job. And we pull it off. Mm-hmm. Last year was a very emotional ride for me because I had breast cancer last year and kicked it.
Right.
But
yeah. How did this start?
We have three individuals who, one of them, his mom was a breast cancer survivor. It is a breast cancer survivor. They actually had a ride in New York, and he brought it to Illinois.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So
awesome.
It's expanded.
Yeah.
Every year, a portion goes back to a company that helps with research,
sure.
as well as an individual that's going through financial difficulties.
Right, right. That's, I mean, again, men, women, children, everybody can participate in something like this. You know, if you don't have a motorcycle, you can participate in something like this. Just go to one of the bars or just go to Hoops at the end
yes.
and hang out and donate and meet people and talk to people. Bring your friends. It's an awesome day. I know it's an awesome, again, I couldn't go last year, but I already know because I've been to other rides for other organizations. Mm-hmm. And you will never find a better, more generous, compassionate group of people than those who take part in this kind of fundraising. You just won't. And by the way, rule number one, when you see a group of motorcycles on the road, do not interfere with it. If they are all going through a stop sign, treat them as one vehicle. If they're all going through the stop sign, let them go. Because you know what? 99% of the time, that's what they're doing, is they are raising money for something or someone. Correct. And so just don't get ticked. Don't get annoyed. Don't get in their way. Don't get road ragey, because somebody can die from that. So just let it go. Be happy. Say a little prayer for whoever is the beneficiary of that particular ride. Let them go through and go on about your day. Or, here's a thought, follow them to the next stop and support the cause that they're...
Help out.
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
amen.
It's just, you just never know what people are doing. And this one, you're going to notice.
Especially when you see a sea of pink.
Yes.
I'm not sure there's anybody there who's not wearing pink.
Right.
And if you are, I find pink for you.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Oh.
Anywhere from glitter to spray paint to
the pinkinator.
Shirts, you will be wearing pink.
Right, right. Yeah, so definitely, if you see. But yeah. August 30th, it starts at Hoops. What time did you say kickstands are up?
Kickstands are up at 10:30.
Okay.
And then don't forget, like you said, you don't have to be on a motorcycle. We have Jeeps out there. Mm-hmm. We have the pink bus, which is with us every year.
Right.
They are our tail. We have everything.
Everything.
Everything's there. And
right.
Then we got the two bands at the very end, Southbound
right.
of Chicago and Bella Kane.
Southbound's really good, too. I forgot that I do
yeah,
know who that is.
Yeah, we're super excited
yeah.
about all of it.
Yeah.
It will be crazy right now, but it'll be so worth it in the end.
It's awesome. Saving the Boobies. Find yep. them on Facebook. And
yep.
what did you say, though?
So you can find them on Facebook. You can find
website
Brothers
what?
Of Liberty.
Brothers of Liberty.
And
that's right.
brothersofliberty.org. Register. Go get your merch. Message me, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out for you.
Right. And if you're a business and you're listening and you want to donate, if you actually reach out to the radio station, we will get you in touch with these guys. And you can have something, a basket or something to give away at the
Definitely, because it is
raffle.
A charity. It's a 501c3.
Yes.
We're recognized.
Mm-hmm.
So you need receipts for your accountants, anybody like that, we'll get it.
We can do that. We yep. can do that. Gina, anything else you want to? Are you so excited? Are you going?
I, of course.
You'll be there?
Of
yeah.
course.
Yep.
I would love to support and be there and help as much as I can.
Yeah. Alyssa, all the best to you. Are you going to?
Thank you.
You're going to be so nervous that day. And then at the end of the day, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this was so much fun. And then you'll be there every single year, just like she will be forever and ever. I mean,
with us.
I yeah,
yes.
yeah. I mean, yes. she
Look,
says you're
still stuck with me.
Yeah, I love you, Jen. I love you, Jen.
You know, and when you go to ring that bell at the end of it, take a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Girl, it feels
Smash
good.
It.
Uh-huh.
Will.
Yep. 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 You're going to be great. You're going to be great. And like I said, your daughters will be great. And it's important, I think, that they're there as well, because they will receive support and love from everybody for being with you and helping you and supporting you. And so it just really, and especially since it's all daughters. And then you have three granddaughters?
Yes.
Good Lord.
And they are
like
nine.
You
we ought to meet because we got all the grandsons.
Oh, that's
We have two granddaughters. All the rest are boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom has a lot of boys.
Lucky me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amy waited for a long time for those chicks, and trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
going to spoil them rotten.
She's spoiling them rotten. That's
As
fine.
She should.
As she should. That's right. But anyway, it was so nice meeting you. And I know you'll see him on that day. I'm hoping that maybe I can free up. And if his wife doesn't go, then I'll go, because I don't know what she's doing. Is she going to go? We never know what she's doing. We never know what she's doing.
It's not
Again,
tomorrow.
You don't
I
need
have
a
no
motorcycle,
idea.
Though. You can always come to the end.
Well, this is true. This is true. And so I will. I mean, this year, I'm not going to let anything get in the way. Although, I think it's over the fair. Is it over the fair weekend?
Yes.
The Walworth County Fair?
It is.
So,
but the ride's not that long.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Four.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, 4:30.
I'm usually pretty...
I've usually got the fair booth scheduled pretty heavily on Saturday that I could step away and go and not have to be at the fair on Saturday. That's why I'm like trying to calculate, because I really want to go. I'm out tons of things all the time, but this is something that I do want to set aside and help support, because I'm like you. I have a daughter that went through this, didn't have to go through it after the fact, but you know, pre-diagnosed.
And I have kids too, and so you it was do very too. Scary for
right.
them.
Right.
Very yep. scary.
And so I just, you know, I mean, I just think that's something that I definitely want to make time to support. And well, I hope that all of our listeners will, too.
Everybody should, because it affects everybody.
It absolutely does.
And it, you know, you said that it really is a good time for a very important reason. But one thing I noticed last year is there was nobody hanging their head. You know, everybody was really upbeat. Mm-hmm. Everybody was having fun. Mm-hmm. Ton of support. Mm-hmm. That's got, at the very least, it's an escape for a day.
Right.
You know, great. Where you're just having fun right. and feeling normal.
The yeah. love and the emotion was very overwhelming. Everyone was happy, mm-hmm. you know, coming up to me, Gina, how you doing? We're yeah. here for you. We love you. Let's get this. Let's fight this.
Yeah.
It was tremendous.
Yeah. And everybody needs that when they're.
Love it. I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
And like you said, it affects everybody, because my ex-husband and his fiance, they have had to step up
right
and be there for me. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be there for me, but they've chosen to be there for me.
Right. Very because lucky with that. Mine didn't.
They have because they have
mine wouldn't.
Our girls, so they've had to, and they'll be there. They'll right. be at the ride too.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Lock on.
Yes.
See?
Now,
see?
Your sister's also going through it.
Yes, my sister is also going through breast cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And
my mother went yeah. through it in 2016.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my grandmother also went through it twice.
So those insurance companies should definitely get your daughters in there.
Yes. Right.
But
I mean,
they
that's
say
crazy.
That I don't carry the gene. Wow. So, yeah, but I am HER2 positive, which means it is hormone fed.
Right.
So now they're recommending a hysterectomy because,
right.
you know, it's in my hormones.
Right.
Which I'll be on pills for the rest of my life, probably.
Right. Same. Well, but you're alive. Right?
I am alive.
Is that how you look
you're
at
here
it?
Yes. Like, tell the story.
I no. am here.
Right.
Yes.
And you're here
and
to
I
warn
will not,
people.
Yes.
Right.
I will not let this fight end, and I will make sure that I advocate as much as possible, because, like you said, it affects everybody. You may not know when you're going to get it or if you're going to get it or mm-hmm. how it's going to affect your life, but it is scary.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine.
I'm going to correct you. This fight is going to end, but you will be here to tell us.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You are not going to keep fighting this.
Right.
Jen's not going to let anybody out. Okay. So
nope.
I
will fight for you.
Thank you.
Right. And Gina's the same way now. I mean, it's just, and it's amazing sometimes too, the difference in women's strength. You think that you're getting weak and it's a fight and it's all of this, but ultimately I have known more women that come out of it so much stronger and so willing to, like you just said, advocate and help people and support people, that it takes a village to do all of that.
Amen.
And this is
yes.
your village.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus really, all of the daughters.
What really hit me that got me to go through mine is I went through my sad little spell. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was not myself. And people who know me know I'm a very happy, go-lucky, loving person. So when I was sitting in my chair doing my chemo, and it just came over me, I'm like, thank God my children aren't in this chair.
Right.
And that was it.
Right.
And I plowed through, happy, go lucky, let's get this done.
Yeah.
And it.
It changes you, but I believe that you have to be mindful, right? And you have to make yourself allow it to change you for the better.
Absolutely.
Does that sound right?
Either make you or break you.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And
100%.
Yeah.
You
don't ever
let this break you.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You don't want to let this break you.
No. No, but some people it does.
It does.
And which then.
But then you guys, people like you, step in and say, oh, no.
Correct.
We're not going to have that
correct.
Happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. And then Tom comes in and, you know, says something
I'm here for moral support.
Just remind us he's still here.
Shooting manly? Right, I don't know. I don't know, whatever.
He just wants to see the boobies.
So, right.
Wow.
Well, you know what? There, you do see boobies that day.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
It's all sometimes you got to go after them,
it's
too.
It's all good and clean.
That's hilarious. Anyway. The Save Duncan. The Boobies ride. Go find Save the Boobies on Facebook. That's going to be the quickest way to get the information. And then brothersofliberty.org, things like that. Just go out and find it and support it. Donate, whatever you want to do, but just be there. It's a fantastic cause. And Alyssa, I wish you all the best, and it's going to be great. You're going to be fine. I can
Thank
tell.
Thank you yes. so much.
Let's yep. do this, warrior sister.
Yes. Coming up, more Life Matters right after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Those girls.
It's going to be a riot. That was a ton of energy in here.
Lots of estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
You made it. I'm very,
I did.
I'm
I
proud
survived.
Of you, actually. I'm very
I knew
proud
I
of
would.
You. Yeah. Yeah, I knew you would, but.
Yeah. No, it was fun. It was fun. It's always always fun when Gina's around.
It is. It is. Well, and the whole group. And like
too.
I
yeah.
said, the no matter how you participate, you're going to have a great time. So
oh, yeah.
go and, you know, try to find a way and, to support and help. And
right. What a huge cause. I mean,
yeah.
they do nothing but good. So mm-hmm. all kidding aside, it is a great event, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good ride. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. On Just Stop this morning, I emailed myself something and now I can't find it. So I don't know what's happening with me, but I have to tell you a story about how I might just stop in my quest to buy my new washer and dryer.
Oh, I absolutely know where this is going. So enlighten us.
Okay. It's probably been, let's see, how old am I? Okay. It's probably, I have somebody keep track of that for
Silent
me.
Answer.
I do not know. It's probably been 30, at least 30 years since I've been to a laundromat. For sure.
Well, they've changed a little.
I went to this express laundromat in Elkhorn. It's right mm-hmm. by Hanson's. It's, okay. I may never buy a washer and dryer.
It's a nice place.
Listen, hear me out. Hear me out.
I sit here silently waiting.
You go in. All the laundry starts at once. All the laundry finishes at once. And you go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's no, this is going to take an hour and then the next load and then the next load and the next load. And I had forgotten how long it takes for one load of laundry to get all the way through the system. And let me tell you something, ladies. Here's another thing. You can't just put it in the basket and leave it thinking I'll fold it tomorrow or I'll fold it later or leave it in the dryer and just dress yourself out of the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
No. You can't do that anymore. It makes you have to go through the whole process.
Right.
But it's okay to do that because you've just gotten everything washed and everything dried in like 60 minutes?
Yeah.
Not 60 minutes per load. Boom, boom, boom. Got five loads of laundry to do. No. 1 hour for five loads instead of 5 hours for five loads. And then, oh my gosh, now I got to sit here on my bed and I've got all this clean laundry and I got to mm-hmm. fold it all up. No. Fold it right out of the dryer. Then all you got to do when you get home, put it away.
Right.
Boom, boom. Oh my God. I may not. It's no longer on my priority list. I have it picked out. I have it. It's over at Lyle's. I have it picked out. I know which one I want. I know. And it's on sale until the end of the month. So I only have until the end of the month to get my, together. Right. But I may just go buy it and then say, can you just hold on to it for a minute?
Right.
Because the other thing is that you put credit on your account. Like there's an app.
for the laundromat, and you put money in your app, and then you just say, okay, I'm using washer number 22, and here is what I want. I want warm wash and this and this, and start, and you close the door, and the washer starts. I mean, you can push start on the washing machine too, mm-hmm. but it's, so I have money left on my app is the thing. So I got to use that up.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not, can't give it away, but oh my God. And to top it all off, there was the sweetest little newborn baby there, and the parents were there. So I know that's not going to happen to me every time, but, and I didn't really talk to them or anything because, you know, creepy woman coming over, can I hold your baby? So I just, you know, like eyeballed the baby from afar, and she was so sweet, and she didn't fuss or anything, and she, and yeah, so it was a very, very pleasant experience.
And it's a really nice facility.
It really is. Oh, and it was a hot day.
Big
so was,
folding tables
yep,
and
nice clean. Air conditioning.
Yep.
It's very clean.
Yep.
Very good machines. I mean, it was it was a very good experience. I was
yeah, I do my hunting clothes there.
Oh yeah.
And sleeping bags and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
the big stuff for sure. Oh yep. My God. You could wash two human beings in one in some of these washing machines.
I could throw all three dogs in one.
Right. Like get it done all at once. Yeah. Do not recommend.
No.
But 0 stars. But yeah, I 100% will go back. Well, obviously I have money to spend. I don't have a washer and dryer. But, I mean, I was very pleasantly surprised at the difference in today's laundromats as from 35 years ago.
Not what it used to be.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it was awesome. So, highly recommend it. I mean, please don't do it when I'm there so that there's no washing machines. But
it would take a lot of people.
It would take a lot of
people
to fill the place up. Yeah. And it was very, there's vending, there's just, you know, there's TV going, nice and air conditioned, Wi-Fi. I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was shockingly. Yeah. So I might just stop on my quest for getting the washer and dryer in really quick.
Stop in and check it out.
Just stop in and check it out. But I've experienced a lot of new things lately. I also, honestly, I hadn't really been in Hanson's.
Oh, in the grocery store?
Right. I just, you know, I'm new, right, up there.
Right.
I just haven't, you know, I've...
It'll take some time. Elkhorn's got a lot of hidden secrets.
They really do.
Yeah.
I'm finding that
It's a good
out.
Town.
Yeah. But I really like that grocery store, too. Yeah. So I think that these privately owned, you know, like Steinbrink's and Hanson's mm-hmm. and all those, you know, if we get out of the habit of going to these places and seeing the specialty stuff that they have and reminding us that we have these cool, nice things that we're spoiled with in these shops and we're forgetting about them sometimes, we are doing ourselves an injustice because you really got to go at, you know, Steinbrink's is another one. You know, they've got, it's just different than the big boxes.
Right. Well, their meat counter is special.
Mm-hmm.
They real good steaks there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, My just stop is just stop forgetting that we have fantastic locally owned places that we should be shopping at.
Yeah.
Do not forget about our local guys because that's where you're going to find the cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yeah. And there's a lot of really quality shops in Elkhorn.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson's Hardware.
I love Jackson's Hardware.
They got everything there.
I got to show you I have something for you. I bought the Elkhorn Athletic little $20 card.
Oh, yeah. Those things are awesome.
Oh, yeah. But I have one that I think there's one on there. Maybe it's you. I have to look at him again that I was just going to be like, oh, yeah, he needs it's either you. I don't know. Maybe I'll figure it out. But we'll have to look at it. Don't let me forget because I won't use it, but you will. Maybe. Maybe it's you. I don't know. It's somebody. I have one on there that somebody else is definitely going to use all the time, and I will not use it. So, but it's $20, and it supports the Athletic. I think it was the football team, that was there selling it. And you know, I was like, oh yeah, sure. Which I would have donated $20 anyway. But then I got to looking at it and was like, holy crap!
Yeah, they got a lot of good coupons or whatever you want to call it on there.
Yeah,
we
discounts.
Bought them every year.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally use them. Usually they got lost
because you
in a
forget,
drawer
right?
Somewhere.
Well, I'm not gonna forget because these are some really good ones. Like someplace else is
you
on there.
You definitely can make your money back.
Yeah,
I think someplace else was given free
freaking fries. Yeah. Uh huh.
Those freaking fries are freaking good.
They are. So I bet you can find out about that on Facebook or somehow, or just call the school and find out where you might be able to go pick one up because it's
probably
clearly
right at
worth
the
money. Or maybe they'll have them available to buy at the fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely
around. Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my plug for the local high school too.
The Elkhorn plug.
Yeah. But we're out of time.
You're gonna have fun in Elkhorn.
I have figured that out. Probably too much fun, so look out. But anyway, no, it's a great town.
Well,
it's
the PD's waiting for you. They know
I'm
where
sure. I introduced myself to them at National Night Out, just in case. They were like, okay, then.
Mm-hmm. Can't be too safe.
We will. Yeah, we're careful. We, yeah, we will definitely keep an eye out for you, I'm sure, is what they said. Yeah. Oh, God. So anyway, but yeah, National Night Out was great, too, by the way, last week. So,
yes, it was.
Yep.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. So
had a lot of fun this month.
I know. I know. We've got
and a lot more fun coming.
More coming. And tonight. Like
fireworks.
Fireworks to music right here on Lake 96.1. Right. Be sure to tune in wherever you watch the fireworks from. I will tell you that if you try to stream it. Yes, I know. I just violated my own rule and I hit the chair.
You should read the sign.
The sign should be pointed towards me.
Let me turn this around for you.
And now you just set your cup down. And
there
then you
go.
Just turn around. Look what you're doing. I will tell you this, that if you try to watch the fireworks and it's and you listen to the music and you're streaming it, it is 5 or 6 up to 7 seconds behind. So you can do it, but it won't time out as close as it will if you just turn your radio on.
Will it flow right into your oohs and ahs?
It absolutely will. Ooh, oh, yeah. Yes. So anyway, wow. Of course, the Light of Boat Parade, the water ski show is today. More rides, games, and then the Venetian All-Star Band is tonight on the main stage in the Bud Light Beer tent. So make sure you
get down or have fun.
Jess is bringing me some stuff to throw out from the stage, some swag from Champs.
Cool.
So be there.
Free stuff
like everybody likes. And in the meantime, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got stuff to do.
Yep. Rides.
Yes, rides. Got to get the kids to the rides. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Anyway, that's it for Life Matters this week. We will see you next week. Next week, Chloe Ferris of the Fair is going to be here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. She's going to tell us all about the Walworth County Fair.
Nice.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, have a great day. More music is coming up right here on Lake 96.1.